Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Plebeians Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delfino, and joining me, as always, our very own commissioner, Ryan Fitch. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us on this rainy Wednesday evening.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out, you know. It seems pretty windy. There's like a branch that keeps hitting the, you know, my wall of my house. So if you hear that, that's, you know, that's the wind. That's nature. That's how it
You're
is.
Saying
in the
there's
city.
A branch that's hitting the side of your house so hard we could maybe hear it through the microphone.
I think it's possible. Yeah.
Is it a person knocking at your window? Have you checked?
No, it's a branch. I know there's a tree right outside my window.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure because that could potentially be dangerous there, Ryan. You know, I don't want anything to happen to you while you're live on stream. But it would be great content, though. To be fair,
it's not a knock. It's like a queer like scratch. You know, like. It's like scraping against the house.
Well, maybe you can post a picture for us all to see, and we can share in the excitement of the branch in the side of your wall. We also have a special guest tonight, though. We have Luna over here in the studio. She's sniffing around. She's interested in Ryan's rankings. And unfortunately, Luna's the only guest this evening. And Melissa can say hi if she wants. She's watching Luna.
Hello, everyone. I'm Luna's caretaker for the evening.
Not on the pod. There is no official guest in the pod. Lots of bonus guests, though. So it's just going to be Ryan and I just kind of ripping through the power rankings, talking about the matchups. It's going to be a quick one, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. There's no reason to.
Yeah, you know, we're actually just going to talk about my Spotify Wrapped for the next 30 minutes.
I honestly could do that. I would love to dissect it. What was the most shocking thing in the Wrapped for you? Was anything shocking for you?
Not really. I mean, 96%. I listened to 96% podcasts this year. Overnight.
Yeah. Well, you've told me multiple times you're not a music guy anymore. You don't really listen to music.
You've got time for music.
You're way above it. Kind of crazy.
I know.
So I think that's interesting. That's new. Any Bill Simmons podcast top?
That was the top. I wonder if Taylor Swift actually made, because I listened to the one album. I wonder if that ended up like making my. Top five artists. I'll have to check some point during this podcast.
Taylor Swift being my top five artists. Yeah.
Wow. You love Taylor Swift, though.
Huge fan. I love Midnights. It's not a secret. I really enjoy it. Also love the Chainsmokers. Also not a secret. I mean, that's pretty disturbing, honestly. Because I had 2,600 Chainsmokers minutes.
Just Chainsmokers minutes. That's more than I had music minutes.
That's just Chainsmokers. My next band, 800 minutes. So it's a pretty stark difference, you know, when you look at it like that. My brother, who I don't think he'll mind me saying this, he had 5,600 minutes Chainsmokers, listening to the Chainsmokers.
That's pretty crazy.
And Spotify told him he was in the 0.01 percentile.
Nice.
Of Chainsmokers listeners. Like, he literally, like, if, like, the Chainsmokers are like, oh, who's our biggest fan on Spotify? There's a good chance Joe makes the cut. Not even a good chance. I think he makes the cut.
I listened to 9,000 Bill Simmons podcast minutes. So actually, it was closer to 10,000.
Do you think they can see that? Do you think if Bill Simmons was like, I want to go find my biggest fan, like you would pop up?
I doubt I'm up there. I've probably skipped a few episodes. So if people are listening to every single episode, I'm sure they have like a little bit more than me.
Yeah, for sure. But I imagine like if he was pulling like, oh, I'm gonna get everyone a Pizza Hut dinner on me, top 10 listeners. You know, you'd make it. You get a Pizza Hut dinner.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I would. There's nobody out Pizza the Hut, Ryan. And anyway, Ryan, before we go really off the rails, why don't you jump in and take over and talk about the power rankings this week?
All right. Well, it's kind of a weird rankings, mainly because I did them, you know, right now, and mainly because the people in the middle won. Like every single person except Almog in the middle won their matchup. So it's like, do I move them all up and move the people above them down 8 spots, or do I just leave them there? And I decided to leave them there, so not a lot's gonna change.
That seems fair. Yeah, right? everyone's like earned their rank at this point pretty clearly, so it's like if someone wants to move, it needs to be consistent performance.
Yeah, so the only changes were at the bottom. So Joe stayed in the same spot, Kevin, Nick, Richard, and my mom all went down spots, and also went up 4 spots to number 9, because, you know, he put up the second best score of the week.
But it's like a consolation movement because Austin is firmly out with the rest of us, right?
Firmly out of the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice, though, Austin. That's nice.
So I hope you enjoy that, Austin. You're up 4 spots. That's the highest you've been in quite a long time. And then, yeah, everyone else is in the same spot. So Chris, Sid, Peter, Eric, Melissa, they all won last week.
Yeah.
Some not very impressively. You know, looking at you, Melissa. Looking at even an Almog. Not a very impressive win. Sid put the high score of the week, so good for Sid.
Nice. Good job, Sid. Huge points.
Josh Jacobs 45. When someone scores 45, you're going to win most weeks.
Yeah, you know, it's not as good as 50. Obviously, if you get 50, that's pretty strong. But 45, wow. I wouldn't mind trading that most weeks, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be Kevin.
No, absolutely not. I would not want to be on the receiving end of that. I know for my team, I've never been so happy to have a player on my team get injured. I've never wanted to not win a game more than that one. So
that's true. Yeah.
Worked out. Yeah.
An injury it didn't give Peter the win necessarily, but it really secured it, you know, really made sure.
Yeah, it secured the win. I mean, there was a good chance he wins without that. But yeah, that definitely was like good for Pete. Made me feel a little better about myself. Everyone wins really.
Yeah, good content. And then the final three spots, I left Nicole at number three, myself at number two, and Almog at number one.
Yeah, so you're really... So Almog's still riding high.
Still riding high. I mean, not a very impressive win, but, you know, a win's a win at that point. He's won seven in a row, so...
And there's some interesting stuff with Almog's team this week, which I'm excited to get into.
Is there? That means you look more than I have.
I don't even know if it's interesting. Interesting might be not the right word.
Okay. But,
yeah.
You want to get into the picks then?
Let's just get into the picks. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone knows where their team stands. Your team's either good in the playoff hunt. I think next week we'll probably do a more clear playoff breakdown for all you teams wondering how they could make it or not make it. And for those of you who are already out, like, welcome to the BCI. Don't worry about it. Kick your feet up. You're going to be here a while, myself included.
Yeah, I mean, now my mom is mathematically eliminated. It's down to... You know, the eight people, the top eight in the power rankings, fighting for six spots. And I would
say... You're 9-3, you're already in, so...
Yeah.
Almog.
I wouldn't say guaranteed all the way in, but most likely in. Yeah, technically they could still fall out.
Right.
Yeah.
Seriously?
It would have to be like a six-way 9-and-something tie.
So, like, at the analysis at the end of this year, are we going to kind of decide that, like, the teams that were bad were very bad, and the teams that were good were very good? Is that kind of going to be the breakdown this year? Because 9 wins without a guarantee seems like a lot of wins.
Yeah, that's true. I think the teams at the bottom being very bad, you know, your team, Joe's team, Kevin's team. Like, you know, even Richard and Austin, where it's like, you play them, it's like a guaranteed win at this point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that hurts. But, yeah, I get it.
Oh, you know, win a game. Okay. We've had very few upsets, so yeah. Because of that, I would say it's more of the have-nots than the haves, you know? The have-nots being very bad.
Yeah. No, that seems that's kind of what the breakdown has been from my perspective as well, so. I don't know. It's interesting.
All right, we have no guest picker this week.
None.
And it doesn't matter. The guest is done.
Really?
It is a two-horse race at this point.
Well, we can always retroactively add the guest picks in. We could go ask somebody after this.
Yeah, if we needed to. My mom went 4-3. Yeah, I mean, they're out. My mom went 4-3 last week. Nick, you went 3-4. I went 5-2. So it is now a dead tie. Me and you, 53-31 on the season, 63% picks.
I'm locking your picks the rest of the season. So it's going to end in a tie.
Nick, we may switch up the order of who picks first.
I just won't pick.
All right, we can have dead air. I don't care.
I'll stay here all night. I don't care. I have nowhere to be.
And then the guess is 40-37. So like, they're too many games back.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
So it doesn't even matter. We don't have a guest pick this week. And if anything, it might benefit them. Who knows? Probably not. But
yeah, we do so badly.
Yeah, there's some really interesting matchups. Yeah, the 07. I don't think that's going to happen, though. Some very interesting matchups this week. And we're going to start with the matchup of the week. Myself versus Nicole. Both coming off losses this week. Both of us really need a win. I need to secure my playoff spot. I think if I get to 9 wins, I'm in because my point total. And I would really like to get a bye, but you know now I am down a game.
Wow.
Which is not great. And Nicole's...
A few weeks for you.
Yeah, it's been bad. I did fine this week, but You know, fourth highest score, I lost to the third highest score. It's all right. It happens. And Nicole's sitting right in the playoff bubble, you know, with the other 7-5 teams. So a loss, yeah, a loss might put you out. So it.
Both teams need this win. Is what I'm picking up.
Exactly. And that's going to come up a few times this week. So I'm currently projected for 113.5, Nicole for 100.8. Let's see. If Nicole's can't really improve her projection, she's going to be without one of her best wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
My team's pretty much at full strength. I'm going to pick myself.
Yeah. Look at the matchups. There's quite a few squishy matchups, I would say, for each team this week. I think Ryan probably has a bit more explosive potential. I would say for Nicole, I would not keep the Patriots defense. If you hear this podcast before, I would really get any other defense. I don't think that's going to be a good game for New England. I'm going to pick Ryan here. I'm going to pick Ryan, but I'm rooting for Nicole. I think her team's not, you know, the favorable matchups for Nicole is what I would say. So I think it's very possible there could be a reversal here.
All right. Well, we'll see. Peter versus Sid, another very big matchup.
Important for everybody.
Peter 7-5 sitting on the bubble. Sid 8-4. You know, maybe could compete for a bye. We'll see. She's got a pretty good point total. I think she's third in points right now. So she'll win it. She'll win some tiebreakers. Peter is last among the playoff eligible teams in points. So
he needs the dubs.
He really needs the W's.
Gotcha.
Currently, Peter projected for 93.2, Sid for 109.3. Hefty total from Sid there.
Sid's feels like a pretty high projection.
Yeah. Peter will be without James Conner, one of his best running backs. He's playing some guy, Zonovan Knight.
They got 12 points last week. So, I mean, hey, you know what? Maybe he's undervalued. That's the Petey price.
Yeah, I don't know who's... why they named him Zonovan. Are you gonna pick Peter?
I like Ayuk at Miami.
That's good.
Good matchup. I like Tua. A lot of weird squishy matchup this week. I mean, I feel like this team has a few tougher matchups than Peter's team. I'm gonna go Pete here. I also think there's some undervaluing at some of Pete's players. We'll see what happens.
All right, I'm going to pick against Zonovan every chance I get. I'll go with Sid.
Wow, brutal. I mean, don't prove me wrong, Pete. Did I pick Peter last week?
No, you picked yourself.
That's sad. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I don't know why you did either.
I don't either. It's weird.
Hey, maybe you're trying to like reverse jinx it, you know? Like, oh
yeah, it's true. Yeah. I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm going to definitely lose, haha. Like, yeah.
I guess let's just go to the other matchup that matters. Chris versus Eric. Chris,
well, Eric's 9-3, so this just matters for Chris, right?
Well, Eric, you know, Eric gets to 10 wins, you're secure. Plus,
yeah,
you get to 10 wins, you got a good shot at bye.
This is the second to last week, so are you telling me we could have a team with 11 wins?
Yeah,
that's crazy. Has that ever happened? I feel like before, like, 7 would get you into the playoffs, like 8.
Yeah, 11 wins will definitely, it's definitely happened before, but yeah, 7 or 8, you know, we have 14 teams, it's competitive.
Chris, this year.
That's true. Chris projected for 105.1. Chris, kind of like Peter, needs to win. His point total is really low. Like, if him and Nicole end up in a tie, Nicole's going to win because Nicole's up 104 points. Like, it's going to be hard for Chris to make that up in 2 weeks.
Got Dan Jones. I think Dan Jones is on the case. He's investigating some leads.
Yeah. Dan Jones might be on the case.
He's on the case. He's trying to find some receivers deep, you know?
Chris predict for 105.1. Eric project for 98.3. Eric will be without DJ Moore, who I believe he's been playing. I say that with a question mark, kind of. I believe he's been playing. We'll see if Chris plays Justin Fields, you know, and if Justin Fields plays. So, could up Chris's projections even more. This one is very close.
Yeah, it is definitely close. I could see this one going either way. I mean, the reality with Eric's team, you know, it's a boom team. everyone's kind of a boom player. It's like Lamar Jackson could get 40 points. Eckler could get like 30, 40 points. Lockett could have a crazy game. The matchups are kind of there for... I mean, I think if Lamar Jackson's healthy and plays against Denver, I think Denver is just completely spiritually destroyed. And I think Lamar Jackson will just go through their defense. So I'm going to go with Eric here, I think.
All right, I'll pick Chris. I think the Nick Chubb Houston matchup and the Christian Watson Chicago matchup are where I would be leaning.
Yeah, so that's fair. I think it's worth calling out Chris's pickup of Christian Watson. Really good pickup.
Yeah,
that could prove very pivotal if he makes it into the playoffs.
Hey, that could. That's a good call.
All right. Otherwise, Chris took the only good player off waivers.
Yeah, that's like showing up all year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And we all should be spending $100 on him without.
Yeah, that really was the one that we missed. You know, when I saw he was on waivers, I think I bet like a little bit on him. Not bet. Like, I think I.
You know. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's kind of fool's gold.
One game. I was like, oh, maybe he'll be good, and I should have just put every. I should have just gave 100. Like, why was I thinking? I don't need it now.
Yep, I'm just gonna keep holding it.
Yeah, it's like I have nothing here. All right,
let's get into the matchups that don't matter. Joe versus Nick.
I think we're gonna tie. Can I bet on a tie?
I'll put you down the draw. No, you can't bet on that. Joe's predict for 93.4. Nick predict for 96.8. Both teams are kind of at full strength. Nick's missing Sam Darnold. That's going to hurt.
Yeah, I'm screwed. I'm right out of this one, man.
Yeah, no GQ bus. So.
Yeah, GQ bus.
No GQ bus.
David Johnson could be pivotal. Also a great pickup by me.
He's
already back in the practice squad. Oh, that's brutal. That's brutal. I think Joe's team's kind of better this week, I guess.
You're starting two tight ends. That's a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Everyone else will start. So, I mean, yeah. I don't really know.
Wow,
I have two like mediocre tight ends. That's pretty much all I got. Maybe
this,
Jerry.
This
Judy
is a lot about your team. Yeah, this
Jerry
is a lot of
slot in. It's been weird, man. It's been a weird season, you know.
Joe's team's also fucking terrible.
I think I was spending the most time on the absolute toilet bowl that is Joe and I's game.
Nick, I'll pick you.
Thanks, man. I'll pick Joe.
Yeah, of course you will. I already said you were gonna pick against me or the same as me every time.
Yeah, it's true. I think we'll end up tying anyway at the end of the day.
That's probably true. All right, Melissa versus Kevin. Melissa in the playoffs, Kevin out of the playoffs. Melissa predicted for 100.8. Kevin predicted for 88. I'll pick Melissa too.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, we'll see if this one's any easier. Almog versus Austin. Almog predicted for 108, Austin for 100. That's pretty good for Austin. So,
I mean, could be spoiler season for Austin if you're asking me. I mean, I really like Justin Herbert in Las Vegas this week. Could be big points, perhaps undervalued.
He has a gambling addiction, so that might be bad.
Oh, really? Does he? That's not great.
No, I'm not. I made that up.
Jefferson against the Jets could be pretty big. Oh, wow. Almog against Keenan Allen. That could be bad.
Almog also has Deshaun Watson coming back. I don't know if Almog is going to play. One of the most despicable humans in the NFL, but hey.
I mean,
what's your points?
Can I do like a conditional? Like, if Almog plays Watson, I want to pick Austin, but otherwise I'll pick Almog. Can I do a conditional on that?
No, so you just got to pick one. You're going to have to get inside Almog's head right here.
Do I think Almog would do it? I think he absolutely would for the dub. Geno Smith's been good, though. I don't know. I feel like you don't know what you're going to get. I like Austin for the upset here.
All right, I'll pick Almog.
Have we picked different every time?
You picked me, so.
Okay. So is that the only tie we have? That's the only one we have lined up right now?
Yep. All right. My mom versus Richard. Richard projected for only 82, but he's without a quarterback right now. And Jamar Chase might be back this week. So you throw Jared Goff, you throw in Jamar Chase, he'll be pretty high up there in the projections. My mom projected for 104.6. That's a pretty, you know, that's a pretty high number for her.
I think. Yeah, I don't know if there's any players on your mom's team where I'm like, yeah, that adds up. I kind of like Richard if he puts in the pieces.
Yeah, every time I pick Richard, he loses because you think he's lost like 10 in a row or something. But I mean, not literally, but he's lost 7 in a row.
Wow.
So, and I've picked him a few of those times. So I'm going to pick my mom.
I mean, I feel like, as you said, Richard puts in a few of these players. Like, his
could be good.
The numbers look really different. You know, this happened last week, though. Remember last week we talked about this because his projections were like 113. And we were like, how could his projections be 113? This makes no sense. And then he scored like 88 points last week.
Travis Etienne got, one of his best players got hurt right away.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Is Etienne back?
Questionable. Q-tag.
I'm gonna go with Stacey.
Wow. Okay. We're aligned there.
Not worth it.
And that wraps up. That wraps up the week 13 picks.
And I wasn't recording the whole time. I just realized that. I'm so sorry. I didn't have to do it all. I'm so sorry. I'm not even joking. This isn't even a joke.
That's a great conversation we just had.
Yeah. It was nice. I really like hanging out with you. So I'll just start from the top again. Okay, ready? Hello, everyone. Welcome to Plebeian. I'm just kidding. I was recording. You're good. You're good.
Yeah, I know.
Could you imagine?
No, I couldn't. Could you imagine?
The audio is fucked up, though. I'm really sorry. It just sounds like overlaid. So we're going to have to re-record though. So I'm just going to restart from the top real quick. Just jump in when you feel good.
Do you want to test?
Yeah, do a test. So yeah, hello, my name's McDelfino.
Hello, my name's McDelfino.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's not really right. That's not really right.
Yeah. You didn't listen to that?
No, I listened to it while it was happening. So in real time. Yeah, it's I have a robust audio studio down here. So yeah, I think that wraps it up. Ryan, anything you want to say to the squad?
Should be exciting. Last couple weeks going down the playoffs, and I look forward to breaking it all down here in the pod.
Can't wait to do the playoff breakdown next week. And until then, remember to please like, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Ciao.